UFOs, UAPs, they're real now. Well, sort of. They're an acknowledged phenomenon now. Several world governments have come forward and said something to the effect of, yep, there's something in the sky or in the ocean, and we don't always know what it is. But have you ever seen a UFO? What about in a stadium full of people? Up next, we'll be discussing the 1954 mass UFO sighting in Florence, Italy. Stay tuned to listen to me mispronounce a bunch of Italian words. You're listening to Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
For the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal.
Warm welcome, Stardusties. This is your pilot to the astral plane. Mean Green Mother from Outer Space. Star Queen and Space Pirate. I am your host, Exie. And as I was saying, not even a minute ago, we'll be talking about a mass UFO sighting. We'll also be talking about the spiders from Mars. I hope somebody's out there going, what? How does that connect? What? How? Trust me, Stardusties, there's a connection. Maybe. We don't like to jump to conclusions around here, but sometimes we leap those tall buildings in a single bound. But before I unlock your curiosity doors and quench your thirst for knowledge, let me tell you your tarot for today. That's your terrible tarot for today. I think I was channeling that horoscope song by Weird Al, actually. Do you know what I'm talking about? That's your horoscope for today. Side note, I will not be doing horoscopes. I do find them interesting. I just don't really know what I'm looking at when I look at a birth chart. Still find it fascinating. And with that, your cards for today are the World, the Three of Cups reversed, and the Queen of Cups. Now, Stardusties, gaze deeply into the void, while I gaze deeply into your cards. I see that my Stardusties have completed a cycle, and that there was much reason to celebrate. It was a good time had by all. But now that the celebrating has kind of tapered off and come to an end, I'm seeing that now is a good time for introspection and reflection. So, Stardusties, the cards are telling you to gaze deeply at your emotions. Time to look within and figure out why you are the way you are. Maybe process some old trauma? Or figure out how to verbalize things so that you could become a more effective communicator. The cards are assuring me that because you've completed whatever cycle in your life just transpired, you've become more grounded and emotionally mature. And hopefully that newfound introspection will give you more reasons to celebrate and party. And that was truly terrible.
And Axel is going to throw in a random red puppet for us. Because Axel has gotten a couple requests for the random red puppet for us.
That's right, folks. You've been asking for Red Puppet from Public Television's Voice. Who knew that hearing me talk to myself would make other people request that I talk to myself more? I guess you gotta chase your passions. And sometimes that means embracing your quirkiness, too.
You should let your freak flag fly, Stardusties!
Because, you know, life is short, and you should let yourself be the weirdo you actually are. Because nobody else is going to give you space to do that.
Explore your weirdness.
Okay, wow, tangent. This show is turning into Mr. Rogers for people who like ghost stories.
It's okay to be scared of the dark.
But you know what, Stardusties? It is okay to be scared of the dark. Speaking of dark, today's bizarre headline. This article is from Unilad, and it was published October 28th, 2023. Scientists are baffled as three stars vanished from the night sky, and nobody knows what happened. Apparently, Palomar Observatory took multiple images of the same area of the night sky on July 19, 1952, as part of a photographic survey. The team took the photograph at around 8:52 and another photograph at 9:45. And they were very puzzled when they discovered that three stars were missing. Stars don't usually vanish without explanation. So the team of scientists launched into an investigation to figure out where the stars might have gone, why they disappeared. One of the more commonly accepted theories was that this trio of stars weren't actually three stars at all, but one star, which had gone through a fast radio burst from a magnetar. A magnetar is an exotic type of neutron star. Its defining feature that it has an ultra-powerful magnetic field. Apart from these ultra-powerful magnetic fields, magnetars also release vast amounts of energy in the form of flares, X-rays, and gamma-ray bursts. They are therefore associated with extreme events in the universe, making them perhaps the most bizarre objects in the cosmos next to black holes. And that quote was from EarthSky. Another theory about what happened to the stars was that a black hole passed between the singular star and Earth, altering the camera lens's perception of the star, making it seem like there were three. And yet another theory is that the three stars aren't actually stars at all, and are in fact some kind of other object, and they haven't been spotted since the first image was taken at 8:52, because they've moved to a different place in their orbit. And yet another theory says that perhaps when the images were taken, they were taken close to a nuclear weapons testing site in a New Mexico desert, so it's very possible that some radioactive dust may have found its way onto some of the equipment. According to Universe Today, other photographic plates of the 1950s show similar vanishings. So maybe the explanation is really that simple after all. A team of researchers from Cornell University looked into the same area of sky to see if the stars had returned. In a paper titled "A Bright Triple Transient That Vanished Within 50 Minutes," in the paper, the team looks into the three optically bright negative 15th magnitude point sources within 10 arc seconds of each other that vanished within 1 hour. The paper explained that the three-point light sources are still absent, implying that they have dimmed by more than 10 magnitudes within an hour. The team also noted the trio of stars has similar properties to other cases where groups of transients have appeared and vanished. However, ultimately, they still don't know why the stars have disappeared. And the previously reported cases remain unclear. So, stars are disappearing, and we don't quite know why. Silly old universe and its mysteries. Stars playing peekaboo with scientists. Mass UFO sightings. Oh, that's right. I guess I should tell you about that. Here's the main event story. The date was October 27th, 1954. It was autumn in Tuscany. A much-anticipated football match was taking place in Florence. Fiorentina Club versus nearby rivals Pistoiese. 10,000 fans had crowded into Stadio Artemi Franchi to watch the game. Everything about the match seemed normal up until halftime. The home team, Fiorentina, was ahead 6-2 early in the second half. Just after halftime, the hustle and bustle and cheers from the crowd suddenly fell eerily silent. Then a surprise roar erupted from the crowd. You see, the fans were no longer focused on the competition between their rival teams. They were looking up at the sky, some people pointing their fingers upward. Then the players stopped playing. The referee halted the match, and the ball rolled to a standstill. A group of UFOs traveling at high speed had abruptly stopped over the stadium. Some witnesses would describe them as cigar-shaped. These oblong-shaped discs hovered in the sky, moving back and forth in a grand display for almost 15 minutes, though some sources just say several minutes. And while the UFOs were making their appearance, it is said that the sky lit up with mysterious glowing and random flashes. Eventually, the UFOs emitted a, quote, silvery glitter, or silver flakes of a stringy-type substance, which covered the landscape, including the trees, just before the UFOs zoomed off into the unknown. The official referee report would later say that play was suspended because spectators saw something in the sky. One witness, a lifelong Fiorentina fan named Gigi Boni, says, quote, "I remember clearly seeing this incredible sight. They were moving very fast, and then they just stopped. It all lasted a couple of minutes. I would like to describe them as being like Cuban cigars. They just reminded me of Cuban cigars and the way they looked." Boni has spent many years reliving that day in his mind. He says, "I think they were extraterrestrial. That's what I believe. There's no other explanation I can give myself." Legendary footballer Ardico Magnini said, "I remember everything from A to Z. It was something that looked like an egg that was moving slowly, slowly, slowly. Everyone was looking up, and also there was some glitter coming down from the sky. Silver glitter. We were astonished. We had never seen anything like it before. We were absolutely shocked." In a BBC interview about the incident, another soccer player and witness, Romolo Tusi, said, "In those years, everybody was talking about aliens. Everybody was talking about UFOs. And we had the experience. We saw them. We saw them directly. For real." And it turns out, this sighting wouldn't be easily chalked up to just mass hysteria, like many other mass UFO sightings. There were numerous reports of UFO sightings in many towns across Tuscany that day and over the days that followed. According to some of those eyewitness reports, a ray of white light was seen in the sky coming from Prato, north of Florence. La Nazione's headline would later read, "Glass fibers fall on Tuscan cities after globes and flying saucers pass by." The Domenica del Corriere would report, "A wave of flying saucers over Italy." The president of Italy's National UFO Center, Roberto Pinotti, was 10 years old when he witnessed the UFOs himself. Pinotti says, "The players and the public were stunned seeing these objects above the stadium. At the time, the newspapers spoke of aliens from Mars." Of course, now we know that is not so, but we may conclude that it was an intelligent phenomenon, a technological phenomenon, and a phenomenon that cannot be linked with anything we know on Earth. Pinotti also says, it is a fact that at the same time the UFOs were seen over Florence, there was a strange, sticky substance falling from the sky above. In English, we call this angel hair. Pinotti recalled seeing the UFOs. I remember, in broad daylight, seeing the roofs of the houses in Florence covered in this white substance for 1 hour, and, like snow, it just evaporated. No one knows what this strange substance has to do with UFOs. Other eyewitnesses would describe the substance as similar to cotton, wool, or cobwebs. And, of course, the substance was difficult to collect because it disintegrated on contact. But some people were determined to find out what it was. One of those people who was determined to find out more about this substance was a journalist at the Florentine newspaper La Nazione, the late Giorgio Bettini. In 2003, he told an Italian television program, Voyager, how on that day he received hundreds of phone calls about the sightings. From his office of La Nazione, which was in the center of town, his own view of the sky was blocked by a nearby cathedral. So Giorgio climbed to the roof of the building he was in, the newspaper's building, to try and get a glimpse of what everyone was talking about. Once he was on top, he recalled seeing, quote, shiny balls moving fast toward the dome of the cathedral. Giorgio Bettini ventured out to investigate. He came across a wood outside the city that was covered in the white fluff. He gathered several samples by rolling them up on a matchstick and took them to the Institute of Chemical Analysis at the University of Florence. When he got to the University of Florence, he had found that other people had thought to do the same. So the University of Florence had several samples to work with of the strange glitter that fell from the sky that day. The lab, led by respected scientist Professor Giovanni Caneri, subjected the material to spectrographic analysis and concluded that it contained the elements boron, silicon, calcium, and magnesium. They also concluded that it was not radioactive. Unfortunately, determining what the samples were made of did not provide any conclusive answers. And because it disintegrated, the material was destroyed in the process. Regarding the Tuscany UFO incident of 1954, a U.S. Air Force pilot turned astronomer, James McGaha, has researched this incident, and he's come up with his own idea of what this phenomenon was. McGaha doesn't believe in UFOs, so he theorizes that the angel hair UFO phenomenon was actually due to migrating spiders, also known as ballooning, sometimes called kiting. It is the process by which spiders and other small invertebrates move through the air by releasing one or more gossamer threads to catch the wind, causing them to become airborne at the mercy of air currents and electric fields. McGaha says, when I looked at this case, I originally thought perhaps it was a fireball, a very bright meteor breaking up in the atmosphere. Those can be cigar-shaped with pieces breaking off. But then it became fairly apparent that this was actually caused by young spiders spinning webs. Very, very thin webs. The spiders use these webs as sails, and they link together and you get a big glob of this stuff in the sky, and the spiders ride on this to move between locations. They just fly on the wind, and these things have been recorded at 14,000 feet above ground. So when the sunlight glistens off this, you get all kinds of visual effects. Now, Magaha's theory is backed by the fact that the spider migrations typically take place between September to October in the Northern Hemisphere. The Italian UFO Center president, Roberto Pinotti, says, "Of course I know about the migrating spiders hypothesis. It's pure nonsense. It's an old story, and also a stupid story." He argues this because of the chemical analysis of the angel hair samples. Spider silk is a protein, an organic compound containing nitrogen, calcium, hydrogen, and oxygen. Not the same elements reportedly found in those samples that Bettini and many other people had brought to the university. Science writer Philip Ball would write, "Magnesium and calcium are fairly common elements in living bodies. Boron and silicon, much less so. But if these were the main elements that the white fluff contained, it doesn't sound to me as though they'd come from spiders." So, about 69 years later, and we're still not really sure what happened that day. It all remains a mystery. But no matter what the scientists say, those who were there are convinced that what they saw was unlike anything on Earth. Former football star Romolo Tucci said that he just feels lucky to have been there. He said, quote, "I was spellbound, and I was also so, so happy." David Bowie's band, The Spiders from Mars, were said to have been named after the Florence UFO incident. Bowie and his Spiders from Mars would later play a concert at Stadio Artemi Franchi on June 9th, 1987. So, what do you think, Stardusties? Mass UFO sighting? Or mass hysteria? Or spiders! But not actually spiders from Mars. Spider, spider, spider. They came from outer space! No, but what do you think? Have you personally been a witness to something unexplainable? Maybe in a situation where others were seeing the same thing? Do you have any other paranormal stories? We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check out Star Queen Paranormal on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. If you'd like to drop some money on us, you can go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. And I think I may have given you the wrong link last week, but buymeacoffee.com/starqueen. Just Star Queen, no paranormal. I don't know why they did that, but it's just the Star Queen. Kind of like Madonna or Cher. Star Queen. And so, Stardusties, remember to vibrate at the frequency of love, gratitude, and kindness. Not like all the time. Because we're realistic around here. But always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. May your path be paved in starlight. And ta-ta for now, Stardusties.